here's a story from The World.
The U.S. Supreme Court weighed in today on the question of presidential power, and in a big way. The justices decided 7-2 that prosecutors in New York must be given access to President Trump's financial records. White House lawyers were arguing that Trump should be immune from criminal proceedings, but that argument did not fly. It means executives at financial institutions who've done business with Donald Trump are now going to have to decide how to respond. Deutsche Bank, headquartered in Frankfurt, Germany, is one of them. David Enrich is the author of a new book called Dark Towers, Deutsche Bank, Donald Trump, and an Epic Trail of Destruction. David Enrich joins us now from New York. David, tell me about the relationship between Donald Trump and Deutsche Bank. They go back a long way, right?
Yeah, they go back nearly two decades at this point. And for Donald Trump, he was basically a pariah in the banking world for a very long time because of his tendency to default on loans and stiff his business partners. And Deutsche Bank, starting in the late 1990s, was the one mainstream financial institution that was consistently willing to do business with Trump. And so over a period of many years, the bank lent him more than $2 billion. And currently, with him in the White House, he still owes the bank more than $300 million in debt to the bank.
What kind of reputation does Deutsche Bank have?
Very, very bad. The bank's been around for 150 years with a brief interruption when it was the Nazi Party's bank of choice. And in the past 20 years or so, the bank became a much bigger player on Wall Street and became, frankly, just much greedier, really pursued short-term profits above absolutely everything else. And as a direct consequence, the bank got in all sorts of trouble for just about every offense under the sun, money laundering to tax evasion, violating international sanctions, ripping off its customers, ripping off investors, ripping off governments, and doing business with kind of a who's who of bad people, whether it was Jeffrey Epstein or Russian oligarchs or alleged terrorist organizations.
So Deutsche Bank's done a lot of business with Donald Trump. Presumably, they have a lot of records on Trump's financial life. What does Deutsche Bank know?
Deutsche Bank knows just about everything there is to know about Donald Trump's finances, really. I mean, they have tax returns of Trump's companies and family members. They are able to identify the shell companies that are used by Trump and his business partners around the world to move money. And they also have detailed records about potentially suspicious transactions that have taken place in the Trump accounts. That's something that we know about because there have been some whistleblowers who have tried to raise red flags and were thwarted by the bank. So it really represents a huge treasure trove of the president's financials.
Why did Deutsche Bank tell a federal court last October that it did not have Trump's tax returns?
That is a very good question. The odd thing about this is that as I was reporting on my book, Dark Towers, I talked to people at Deutsche Bank who had personally seen Trump's tax returns in previous years. So the bank did have his tax returns. And if you take it at face value that they no longer do, that means they somehow got rid of them, which my reporting suggests the most likely case is that they returned them to Trump maybe shortly before he became president.
With today's ruling, then, couldn't Deutsche Bank be called upon to release this financial information, including tax returns, that so many people would like to see?
Well, I think in a lot of ways, today's rulings are actually a pretty big victory for President Trump. The issue is not settled yet, and it's going to go back to lower courts to kind of hash out the details of how these subpoenas will be enforced and exactly what information needs to be handed over. But the Trump family's goal from the moment these subpoenas were issued last spring has been to delay. And as a result of today's Supreme Court decisions, there is almost zero chance that Deutsche Bank or Mazars, the accounting firm, will hand over anything to anyone before the election. So I think Trump is probably breathing a bit of a sigh of relief right now.
David Enrich, author of the new book, Dark Towers, Deutsche Bank, Donald Trump, and an Epic Trail of Destruction. Thanks a lot, David.
Thanks for having me.